How much debt are you carrying? U.S. household debt has reached $17 trillion for the first time ever, according to new Federal Reserve data, and that includes record-high credit card debt. Robin Farzad joins us now for a look at those numbers. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, this is not the country's debt, which is being much debated right now. This is ours, and it's looked like we don't have a debt ceiling here. What's in that debt?
Gosh, you want to talk about credit card debt, mortgage debt, whether refinanced or new mortgages, various other student loans. I mean, the country's balance sheet is rather puff and flush, and that might be a function of the Fed taking rates to zero. But increasingly, what's worrisome is people are using credit card balances just to make ends meet amid the housing and rental and food inflation we've seen over the last year.
We'll talk a little bit about credit cards because we're reading economists say, and analysts who look at this kind of thing, saying that usually in the first, 3 months of the year, we have New Year's resolutions and that we get rid of some of that credit card debt. But we haven't done that this time around. And that doesn't...
No, in fact, credit card debt is up 17% from a year ago to just under $1 trillion. And you're right, it should stay flat going from the first quarter to the fourth quarter to the first quarter. This hasn't happened like this notch up in more than two decades. And so that's worrisome. But we have seen a 5% push up, 5 percentage point push up in rates over the past year. And you've seen that that's caused banks to fail. It was so whiplashing, the velocity, that I think the price points at the grocery aisle and in clothing and in rent and tipflation and shrinkflation is just blindsiding everyone.
Well, and you spoke of interest rates. New mortgage originations are down, people starting mortgages at the lowest level since the second quarter of 2014, perhaps because interest rates are so high?
That's right. But those that did avail themselves, those who were lucky enough to refinance when rates were down at zero, and maybe in hindsight, the Fed kept rates at zero for a year too long, they're feeling flush. They're feeling hale and hearty. There's an element of, gosh, I really, I got extra cash on me, and there's a wealth effect to it. But those who are locked out of it right now are having to pay exorbitant rents.
That's people who won that mortgage rate lottery may be then spending more than they should be, on those credit cards. But what does it mean? I mean, is this the kind of thing where, hey, we should all tighten belts? I mean, how should we read this?
It's a Rorschach in some respects, because there are those who argue that you want to be taking out debt ahead of inflation, because inflation will eat into your debts. If you took out a 2.5% mortgage and mortgages are trading for about 6.5% now, you're laughing all the way to the bank or from the bank every month. But if you had to take out everyday mundane credit card debt just to make ends meet in this case, you are vulnerable to adjusted rates going higher. And if the economy falls, then there's going to be write-offs and credit card companies saying that we're seeing distress everywhere. So it really cuts both ways.
Yeah. I mean, if you can, and as you've said, some people are using those credit cards to buy the food to put on the table. But if you can cut and pay some of that debt off, now's the time to do it. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.